page 114. Exercise A. Grammar Spotlight. Read the people's opinions and notice the spotlighted grammar.
I do a lot of business travel, and it's amazing how you run into so many foreign things. For example, a Starbucks coffee shop from the U.S. in Bogota, Colombia. Hello! Colombia already has great coffee. Recently, I came across the Japanese clothing chain Uniqlo in New York. Almost everywhere you go now, you can count on being able to find a restaurant that serves Indian, Thai, Japanese, or Mexican food. In any city, people can take up Tai Chi from China, yoga from India, or capoeira from Brazil. Seems like every place is becoming the same. Gina Falcone, U.S.
Every time my kids turn their tablets or smartphones on, I worry. I'm concerned about the influence foreign games and websites will have on them. I don't particularly care for some of the values they teach, but my kids are crazy about their gadgets. If I were to ask my kids to give them up, I'd never hear the end of it. They can't imagine going without them. I've been trying to talk them into doing other things, but it's a bit of a losing battle, I'm afraid. I guess I just have to learn to put up with their devices. Mehmet Demirkan, Turkey.
Nowadays, you see foreign brands everywhere you look. Before you throw the packaging from a food item away, read the label. It might say it comes from the U.S. or Mexico. Try a blouse on at the store. 9 times out of 10, it'll have come from China, Vietnam, or Bangladesh. Or try some new product out at the electronics store, and there's a good chance it's imported from Korea. Some people worry that imports will wipe out our own local products. But the way I see it, we can enjoy foreign things and still value and appreciate our own. Sofia Freitas, Brazil.